from executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High Hopes. Streaming on Hulu.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Doesn't win. FanDuel has odds on all the action with games day and night, an easy-to-use app, multiple deposits, and fast withdrawals. And if that's not enough, FanDuel wants to make you a millionaire. Yes, you. They're giving away $1 million. To one lucky bettor. New and existing users get an additional shot at the payout every day you bet the tourney. So if you want a shot at becoming a millionaire or even a thousandaire, download the FanDuel Sportsbook app now. Just use the promo code, if you would, JSmith, so they know that we sent you. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code JSMITH. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply for $1 million drawing. Risk-free offer for first online real money wager only. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 14 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
Drivers, start your engines. The Honda Dream Garage Spring Event, where every vehicle is inspired by Honda's racing spirit, is on now. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get 0% APR on the 2021 Honda Pilot, Passport, or redesigned Ridgeline. This spring, the best addition to your garage is the one that starts in ours. Discover the Honda of your dreams.
See dealer for financing details.
Love getting prices that are lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh? Then shop at Kroger. We give you more ways to save on the fresh you love with tools like the Kroger app, where you can find personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, giving you prices that are lower than the everyday low. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Right now, you can save on the food you love. Just buy 10 or more participating items and save 50 cents each with card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
National contest data message rate supply.
The Parlay Payday.
Powered by BetQL.
Let BetQL's proven data and analytics help you become a better bettor. Download the BetQL app today.
11K a day.
Okay, you got another chance at $1,000 right now. Text the word DREAM, D-R-E-A-M. Text that word DREAM to the number 72881 for your chance to win $1,000 in our same-day parlay contest. Again, text DREAM, D-R-E-A-M, to 72881 for your chance to win a grand with 92.9. I'll have another keyword coming up at 5 o'clock, but right now you got plenty of time. Text DREAM to 72881. For your chance to win $1,000. Good luck.
92.9 FM ESPN presents the area's only national columnist who spends his afternoons bringing unique perspective to Memphis radio. He'll make you think. He'll make you laugh. He'll sometimes make you change the station if children are around. And he apologizes in advance for that. It's 4 o'clock. Let's get into it. This is the Gary Parish Show. Today's special guest host is Drew Hill from the Daily Memphian.
What's going on, Memphis? Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parish on 92.9 FM ESPN. The Grizzlies played last night. They lost to the Utah Jazz. We had major, major Tiger basketball news. Three players entered the transfer portal yesterday. We'll talk to Jeff Calkins about that at 5 o'clock, I'm sure. It is baseball opening day, so lots of games going on around the country. Always a great day when you get to catch some baseball. People are back in ballparks, which will be nice this year. But first, we have to talk to the man whose show this is, who is on the road traveling, doing his thing at the Final Four, but I'm sure has a lot to say about the Memphis basketball news that happened yesterday. If you missed it, DJ Jeffries in the transfer portal, Boogie Ellis in the transfer portal, Damian Ball in the transfer portal, and thousands, over a thousand, other players also in the transfer portal with them across the country. Gary, what do you make of the Tigers news yesterday?
Not surprising, but still disappointing on some level if you're a Memphis fan. I think, you know, after you watch that team develop into what it developed into and, you know, play Houston, which is a Final Four team, to the final minute twice in the week leading up to Selection Sunday and undeniably become one of the better teams in the country, you know, over the course of that NIT run, evidence being that they finished top 30 at KenPom, to watch it, you know, fall apart to some degree so quickly is, again, disappointing and I'm sure frustrating for Memphis fans. But I think more than anything else, this is just sort of going to be the nature of college basketball going forward. You know, it is assumed that a one-time transfer waiver is about to become part of the sport. And so players will no longer, you know, endure a penalty of sitting out a season when they choose to transfer from one Division I university to another. So basically anybody who is unhappy with their role or in search of something perhaps bigger and better is going to, you know, explore life in the transfer portal. And I think with Boogie Ellis, DJ Jeffries, and Damian Ba, you have three players who probably wanted a larger role than they were given consistently at the University of Memphis. And so, you know, I wish them all luck. Whatever it is they're looking for, I hope they find it. But, you know, they have, again, undeniably walked away from a good situation. I don't know where they'll end up, but had they all decided to come back, they would have been a part of a preseason top 25 college basketball team. And there's no guarantee that they will be a part of such a thing, you know, when they pick their new schools.
Is this a problem for college basketball that all these players have entered the transfer portal and that it almost feels like free agency to a degree with all these kids just, you know, being able to pick where they want to go and they don't no longer have to sit out? Is this an issue? Some people look at this as if it's a problem. Some people look at this as if it's the smart thing to do and it is what you should allow the student athletes to do. How do you view it?
I think it can be both. You know, like, listen, I'm for this. I don't want to say fought. I haven't been out there, you know, with signs in the streets, but I have written numerous columns and spent countless hours talking about how the sit out rule in college basketball is an unfair rule. I don't know if casual sports fans realize this, but not all student athletes have to sit out a year. You know, like if you're a soccer player and you play at Memphis and you want to transfer to Ole Miss, you can play next season at Ole Miss. There is no sit out rule for the majority of sports. It's really just football, men's and women's basketball, and you know, men's hockey. You don't have to sit out in every sport. So the idea that college basketball players are held to a different standard, college football players held to a different standard than, say, gymnasts or swimmers, has never felt fair or right. So I am glad that this rule is going to be changed in the spirit of doing what is right. But I think once you take that and set it aside, you can also say, you know, it might not be the best thing for the sport. I mean, one of the real problems that college basketball has, I think more so than any other mainstream sport in our country, is roster turnover. You know, the roster turnover is so massive on an annual basis that there's no familiarity among most fans. Like, if you're a Memphis fan, you're familiar with the Memphis players. And if you're a Purdue fan, you're familiar with the Purdue players. But Memphis fans don't know the Purdue players, and Purdue fans don't know the Memphis players. because anytime, not anytime, but almost anytime a player becomes a college basketball star, that player is in his last season of college basketball. You know, Cade Cunningham, you're never going to get 2 years of that. James Wiseman, you were never going to get 2 years of that. And so if you look at, like, last year's All-American teams, I think Luka Garza is the only player who came back to school. So we already have a problem in this sport with familiarity. But that's mostly just a byproduct, or it has been, of players entering the NBA draft just as soon as they can in ways that aren't allowed in football. You know, when Trevor Lawrence becomes a college football star as a freshman, you know you've got at least two more years of that. If Trevor Lawrence were the equivalent of himself in basketball, by the time he becomes a star, you've got maybe two more months of that, and then he's going to be on his way. So that is an issue. And now you've got this other issue where if you're good enough to enter the draft, you enter the draft, and if you're unhappy with the place you're at or just looking for something different slash better, well, then you're going to move, at the end of a season. And so it absolutely makes the job of being a college basketball coach harder. And I don't think it's a coincidence that Roy Williams, you know, for instance, announced earlier today that he's done being a college basketball coach. I do think everything we're talking about right now played a role in his decision. It's absolutely more difficult to be a coach than it ever has been at the high major level. And it's going to make it more difficult, I think, to be a fan, because from year to year, you don't only have to worry about losing your best players to the NBA draft. You have to worry about losing, you know, any number of players to the transfer portal. So I do think it creates issues for the sport, but I come down on the side of it's still the right thing to do. These are amateur athletes. If you want to create a system where we have professional teams tied to universities and you can sign players to 2-year and 3-year and 4-year contracts, like, I'd be interested in hearing you out. But given that that's not the system in place and these are unpaid student athletes, I do not feel that they should be held to a standard that other student athletes aren't held to. So I'm for this, but it does complicate things. That's quite clear, inarguable.
So where does Penny go from here? Because let's not be naive. Like, while it stinks to – fans have an emotional attachment to the players, right? They cheer for the players. They have, you know, there's a reason why they like these guys. They watch them play every single game. They get to know their personalities, the whole thing. But I think it's naive, especially when you look around the country and the other coaches sort of know that the transfer portal is going to be available to them as well, to think that, you know, maybe some of this is planned on the part of coaches. Like, there's players that are going in the transfer portal because coaches know other guys are going to come in and replace them. In the case of Memphis, they're losing good players. Like, there's no doubt that DJ Jeffries, Damian Ball, and Boogie Ellis all bring something good to the table. But where does Penny go from here? The sky is not falling for Memphis because there's other transfer portal options out there and recruits?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, like, this stuff works both ways. You know, you lose players to the transfer portal. You gain players through the transfer portal. You know, DJ Jeffries is a good college basketball player. You know, Boogie Ellis is a good college basketball player. Damian Ball is a good college basketball player. You know, if you left it up to me, I would prefer all three have remained on Memphis's roster. But none of those guys are All-Americans. None of those guys are obvious NBA players. You know, I describe them as good intentionally. That's what they are. They're good. They're not great. You know, we're not talking about first-team all-conference players here. We're not talking about lottery picks. We're not talking about All-Americans. So they're in the transfer portal now, and that's too bad for Memphis. But, like, there's way better players than them in the transfer portal. You know, Sam Vecenie, my former colleague at CBS Sports, who now works at The Athletic, is constantly updating a list of best players in the transfer portal combined with best, you know, recruits still available. And I don't think Boogie Ellis, DJ Jeffries, and Damian Ball are even in the top 30 of that list. So, you know, to answer your question, I think it's pretty simple. Doesn't mean it's simple to execute, but, you know, the answer is pretty simple to the question. Where does Penny go from here? You get back in that transfer portal, and you try to find comparable players, if not better players, than the ones you just lost. And that is what basically every coach in America is doing right now. There are people on staff whose job it is to monitor the transfer portal, you know, every minute of every day. And, you know, because that is where you're going to roster build now. There was a time when recruiting high school prospects was the most important job, a part of the job for a high major coach. And I just don't think that's true anymore. I think now the most important part of the job is re-recruiting your own players and supplementing your roster through the transfer portal. Like, you know, college coaches make a lot of money right now, like literally right now in the month of April. That is where they're going to earn their money, for better or worse, because almost no program is immune to this. You know, basically everybody is going to lose players. And what you try to do as a coach is minimize what you lose, keep most of the pieces that you want to keep, and then supplement them with players that other coaches have lost.
So if you put yourself in Penny Hardaway's shoes now, given the current situation, you already have these three guys in the transfer portal, what's your top priority at the moment? Because it may not be done. Like, we still have a ways to go here. Like, Musa Cisse could have a decision coming on, you know, if he is a pro or if he's going to come back to college. There are other names that, you know, rumors swirl around, like Malcolm Dandridge. Is he going to find a place that where he could potentially have a bigger role? If you're Penny Hardaway, what are your top priorities right now?
My top priorities are trying to keep DeAndre Williams and Landers Nolley and Lester Quinones and Musa Cisse and Malcolm Dandridge, trying to keep them on campus. Right now, you know, what you've lost is significant. I noted that none of these players are all conference players, but they could have been next season. You know, at least Boogie and perhaps DJ. I noted none of these players are all Americans, but that doesn't mean they weren't, you know, necessary and important pieces for you. It's not ideal that you lost them, but you still got enough on your campus to be good next season. You know, if you've got Landers Nolley and DeAndre Williams and Lester Quinones and Musa Cisse, I mean, that's four starting level players returning from a team that, again, you know, finished top 30 at KenPom and, you know, went 11-2 in its final 13 with the two losses, both coming to Houston away from home by a combined 5 points. I mean, you've still got a really nice core on your campus right now. But you got to keep it that way, or at least keep it as close to that way as you can. So priority number one is re-recruiting the important pieces that remain on your roster and out of the transfer portal. And then priority number two is you know, working the transfer portal and saying, okay, we lost Boogie Ellis. That's not great, but can we find somebody comparable? Can we find somebody better? Go do that. Okay, we lost DJ Jeffries. That's not great, but can we find somebody comparable? Can we find somebody better? Because there are going to be players available that are comparable and even better than the ones that Memphis just lost. The idea that Penny can't, you know, in some ways upgrade the roster despite these losses is a very real thing. You can actually end up better than you were, you know, 2 days ago. But, you know, it will require you to go out and lure those type of prospects. And so, again, that's step two here. Keep what you got and then go get players via transfer that are at least comparable to what you just lost and hopefully even better.
I do. Because
they're out there. They're out there. It doesn't mean that Memphis can't get them, but they are out there to be gotten by somebody.
I do want to ask you about the big coaching news, but first, you're in Indianapolis. Is it going to look like and feel like the Final Four?
It's hard for me to no, absolutely not. I mean, you know, I can already tell you that. You know, Indianapolis is one of the places where when the Final Four is here, it's impossible to look outside, walk outside, without it feeling very much like the Final Four. Like, you can't go anywhere without bumping into coaches, without bumping into fans. The streets are flooded with people every day. Obviously, in the middle of a pandemic, it's just not going to be like that. You know, most college coaches come to the Final Four every year. I don't think most are coming this year, because the reason to come is, you know, for meetings and parties, and nobody's meeting in person, and there are no Final Four parties. You know, limited capacity at Lucas Oil limits the number of fans that are coming to Indianapolis. So the hotels aren't as full as they otherwise would be. You know, from my personal perspective, like, we aren't allowed to do anything except go to the set and go to the games, and then we have to come back to our room. You know, I got here last night. I immediately had to test, and then I had to quarantine until I got my test results back. My results are now back this afternoon. I am negative for the, you know, millionth time in the past 2 weeks, because I've been getting tested basically every day this month, every other day. So now I'm free to leave my room, but not free to really do anything other than go for a walk. Like, we have a production meeting, sort of a walkthrough, all of our sets and stuff, that's coming up, you know, here in the next hour or so. And so we'll do that. But then it's not like, hey, when we wrap that up, let's go get dinner. It's like, when you wrap that up, go directly back to your room and stay in your room until, you know, 9 a.m. tomorrow morning, because that's the next call time, because we have a practice show live from, you know, Lucas Oil Stadium tomorrow. And when I say practice show, I don't mean like a practice show for us. I mean, like, we're actually at the practices being conducted by the Final Four teams. And so this is going to be a unique Final Four in the sense that, you know, there are no parties. There are, you know, for CBS employees, there are no dinners. There are no lunches. There's no hanging out with each other. You go to work, and then you go directly back to your room. And though not everybody is under that strict of protocols, most people here, if they're here working, are under fairly strict protocols. And for the fans, you know, there's just not a whole lot to do other than, you know, hang out at your hotel and go to the games when you go to the games. But, you know, I'm looking out my window right now, and there's just no evidence that there's a big event that's going to happen here in a couple of days.
Last question, and I'll let you go. Big coaching news today. Roy Williams, coach at North Carolina, retired. And also Chris Beard, coach at Texas Tech, is leaving to go to Texas. That is not going to leave Texas Tech fans very happy, I would imagine. Your reaction to both of those pieces of news?
The Chris Beard news was expected. I mean, listen, I know he does really love Texas Tech, but his dream was never to be the head coach at Texas Tech. His dream was to be the head coach at Texas. And when Shaka left for Marquette, it became clear that, you know, candidate number one was going to be Chris Beard. And when I had talked to people who are close to him over the past week, basically everybody without exception said it's going to be hard for him to do this, but he's going to do it. Because if you turn down Texas to stay at Texas Tech, I think every day going forward, you wonder if you made the right decision, and you probably doubt that you made the right decision. Whereas if you leave Texas Tech for Texas, you have a hard day. You have, you know, it's a hard day. You got to have hard conversations with the players you're leaving and the athletic director you're leaving, but you don't have any doubt, really, you know, at once you get to Texas, that you are in the better place. It doesn't mean that it'll go brilliantly, although it's hard to imagine a reason it wouldn't, but you know you're at the better place. Keep in mind, just a few years ago, Memphis was able to hire Texas Tech's coach. Why? Because the Texas Tech job is historically a very, very difficult job. The Texas job is, on a surface level, a much, much easier job. So Chris Beard making this decision, I know it was hard for him, if only because leaving a place that you love is hard, but this was always the decision he was going to make. With Roy, it's a little surprising in the sense that, you know, last month he coached in the NCAA tournament against Wisconsin, lost, and I don't think it ever occurred to me or anybody else that that was going to be the last game Roy Williams ever coached. So it's surprising in that sense. But on the other hand, and this is sort of what I wrote, you know, for CBS Sports, is that it should never be surprising when a 70-year-old retires from anything, especially a demanding job like being a high-major college basketball coach. And as we discussed, as it relates to the Memphis program, it's never been more difficult to be a high-major coach. You know, Roy is 70 now, turned 71 in August. He's had health issues, and he just lost, you know, Walker Kessler, a former five-star prospect, to the transfer portal. And though some have suggested that triggered this, I think that's oversimplifying it. Like, I don't think if Walker Kessler was still at North Carolina, Roy Williams would still be the coach at North Carolina. But I do believe that that was one of many factors that made Roy go, you know, this is not the way I want to spend the rest of my life. You know, once you're 70, you know, who knows how much time you've got left. And when you are weighing the pros and cons of, you know, playing golf every day and just sort of relaxing against the reality of conducting Zoom calls with prospects and transfer options and trying to re-recruit your own players. And, you know, I believe this for a while. Like, being a high major basketball coach is an exhausting way to make a lot of money. You're well compensated for it, but, you know, there really are no days off if you want to do the job well. You know, you have to go straight from coaching to recruiting nonstop. And it used to be you had to, you know, focus on, you know, the next recruiting class. But again, as we've already discussed, that's not the reality of the job anymore. It's not enough just to recruit your next class. You have to re-recruit the people that are already on your campus or else. And again, you know, that's an exhausting job at any age. But when you're on the verge of being 71 years old and your legacy is secure, you're one of only six men to ever win at least three, you know, national championships, I can completely understand why you might reach the conclusion that this isn't for me anymore. And so Roy Williams has reached that conclusion, and now I promise you his next 6 months will be a lot more relaxing than they would have been had he decided to keep the job.
Thanks, Gary.
All right, brother. I'll see you. Bye.
When we come back, we'll talk about the duel between Mike Conley and Ja Morant last night. This is Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parrish on 92.9 FM ESPN.
92.9 FM ESPN is an Odyssey station. Download the Odyssey app now and get the best sports station on the planet anytime, anywhere. And favorite 92.9 FM ESPN Memphis. Smart speakers say play 92.9 ESPN. 92.9 FM ESPN. An Odyssey station.
It's tournament time, and with so many games going on, who wants to bet just one? That's why I love betting parlays on FanDuel Sportsbook. It's a great way to combine bets from different games for an even bigger win. And guess what? FanDuel is here to help if your parlay doesn't go as planned. They'll give you up to $25 back in site credit if your parlay of three legs or more falls one leg short. That's one parlay per day each day of the tournament for new and existing users. And this is why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook app. They're always hooking us up. The app is easy to use, so many bet options to choose from, and when you win, you'll get paid in as little as 24 hours. So if you've been thinking about signing up, now's the time. Just go download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up with promo code Gary. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, an official partner with Radio.com and this station. Promo code Gary. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund $25. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
This is Jeff Calkins, and I've been telling you about Cooper Systems for some time now. It's the place to get any kind of computer you need, and it's the place to go when your computer breaks down or gets one of those pesky viruses. They've been repairing computers honestly for decades. And nobody knows that better than this city's best consumer investigative reporter ever, Andy Wise.
Thanks, Jeff. I came to know Cooper Systems when I partnered with Lee and Lauren and their staff on an undercover investigation a couple of years ago on computer repair businesses. Lee's team helped me uncover some pretty bad actors, and they helped me hold these lesser computer repair shops accountable. And for almost three decades, Cooper Systems has been solving computer problems honestly and at a fair price. If you want the peace of mind that your computer problem is going to be solved honestly, then there's only one Wise choice. That's Cooper Systems.
360-9679 is their phone number. That's 360-9679. Like Andy said, if you want to deal with someone you can trust, then deal with Cooper Systems in the Mount Moriah Office Park or on the web, coopersystems.com.
And check out their consumer protection credentials at andywisechoices.com.
If your date says they're on the rebound, do you box them out at the front door? Do brackets outnumber your child's drawings on the refrigerator? When you're making popcorn in the microwave, do the last 30 seconds take 10 minutes? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you may be experiencing March Madness. And if you switch to Geico, you may experience saving hundreds on car, home, motorcycle insurance, and more.
Popcorn's ready! No, wait, just a second. Okay, now it's... Nope. Hang on.
Geico, proud partner of March Madness. Do you check the possession arrow when your roommate grabs the remote the same time you do? Do you refer to the area under the shower head as in the paint? Do you lay out your kids' school outfits with a t-shirt cannon? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you may be experiencing March Madness. And if you switch to Geico, you may experience saving hundreds on car, home, motorcycle insurance, and more.
Mom! I was gonna wear my new... Hey!
Geico, proud partner of March Madness.
Looking for fine jewelry for that special occasion? Look no further than James Gaddis Jewelers. Hi, this is Jay Gaddis, and for over 60 years, my family has been here for Memphians on every occasion. Specializing in engagement, bridal, and custom design, we are here to make your dreams come true. Depend on us for birthdays, anniversaries, Valentine's, or any day in need of a smile. We have an extensive selection of gemstone, diamond, and pearl jewelry, watches, and designer pieces. Shop local at Poplar near Mendenhall in the heart of East Memphis. James Gaddis Jewelers, your family's jeweler.
BMW, Lexus, Mercedes, Audi, Lincoln, Infiniti, and tons of promo cash. All up for grabs in the $750,000 luxury car and promo cash giveaway at the Fitz. Luck lives here.
See Cashier Players Club for details. Must be 21 to gamble. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Pull up to churches today for Boneless that's bringing it all. Bringing buttermilk marinated juiciness and all white meat deliciousness. Try our new Texas tenders or chicken sandwich with new smoky honey Q sauce for just $3.99. Churches, bringing that down home flavor. Offer valid at participating locations.
Hi, this is 82-time World Cup champion Lindsey Vonn, and I invite you to join me on May 9th to run for those who can't with the Wings for Life World Run app. Run from anywhere in the world and be part of a global movement to support Wings for Life so that one day we can find a cure for spinal cord injury. 100% of your entry fee goes towards spinal cord research. Sign up and learn more at wingsforlifeworldrun.com.
Progressive presents The Sounds of the Old World.
The year is 2019, and someone is getting up to use the bathroom at the stadium.
Excuse me? Excuse me? Oh, sorry. Excuse me? You mind if I just squeeze by here?
This has been The Sounds of the Old World.
Brought to you by Progressive, where drivers can still switch and save like it's 2019.
Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hey, it's me, your cousin, from Boston. I'm on the radio doing ads for Sam Adams. Now I'll be known as the Sam Adams guy instead of the dude who fell in the quarry. Sam Adams Boston Lager is crisp and refreshing, which is why I bring a six-pack wherever I go, except the movies anymore. Sam Adams, from Boston, with love. Here's a legal pot. Watch how fast I can read. The Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Drink responsibly. Now, is that 30 seconds? Are we even close?
Catch all your favorite teams with today's Perks Deal. Half off $50 gift cards to 10th Inning Sports Bar and Grill in South Haven. Get yours at getmyperks.com.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Stretch my hands to you.
Life like, this is what your life like. Try to live your life right. People really know you.
Welcome back to the Gary Parrish Show. Bennett Doyle, Drew Hill in studio today for GP. And I want to let you guys know that Odyssey is your new home for all the audio that matters to you. You can download the Odyssey app today and listen to 92.9 FM ESPN. That's the Odyssey app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download the Odyssey app today to listen to 92.9.
All right, Bennett, we had a Grizzlies game last night. The Grizzlies took on the Utah Jazz. They lost. It was a close one. It went down to the fourth quarter. Ja Morant finishes with 36 points. Mike Conley gets 26 points. And, of course, Captain Clutch has to be the one that buries the Grizzlies in the fourth.
Yeah, I was worried it might happen. With no Donovan Mitchell, like it felt kind of like we were headed in that direction last night.
The moment that stuck out to me, and so this is part of the deal when you're both writing and trying to watch the game at the same time. It becomes a challenge in the final minutes. Like, that's why I prefer the games that are kind of blowouts one way or the other. Like,
yeah, you know what you're
going to
do. You
can write, and then you can watch what's actually going on. But last night, I'm trying to multitask and do both. You said that there was two layups that Dylan Brooks missed.
Yeah.
I don't remember one of them, but I do remember the one that came right before the four-minute mark, right around 4:15 left in the game. Dylan Brooks jumps in front of a pass, has an open layup. The Grizzlies are down one. He misses. That would have put the Grizzlies up by one. It would have been a pretty big momentum boost because they didn't have the lead in that game, or they didn't tie it until super late in the third. And so he misses. Joe Ingles grabs the rebound, throws it to Mike Conley, who throws it to the corner, and they get a three. All of a sudden, the Grizzlies are down two possessions instead of up by one. To me, that's where the game kind of was like, all right, they're probably not winning this one.
No, and you got to take advantage of that one because Eric and Ellie were talking about it last night on the radio broadcast. Utah does not allow you to get fast breaks. They don't. They foul you as soon as they turn the ball over, they're fouling you before you get a fast break going. Like, they don't allow it. So when you get that opportunity, you got to score because you don't get many of them against them.
Yeah, I mean, what stinks is you didn't get one of the three against the Jazz. And it felt like last night was the best chance to get one.
Obviously, yeah.
If only because of, you know, they don't have Donovan Mitchell. Like, that to me, that was the main piece to this. And we'll get into this at four stories at 4:44 too, because the Jazz had some interesting things to say after the game. But from the Grizzlies' perspective, I mean, the other interesting thing, like, we got to see Killian Tilly and Sean McDermott play last night.
Sure.
4 points combined in 23 minutes combined.
Yeah, not the best scoring effort, but, you know.
Killian Tilly hustled. You saw some hustle plays from him.
Sure.
No, I mean, what else do you take away from that game besides Ja was awesome and it still
wasn't?
Yeah,
I mean, it always sucks when you waste, like, a big game like that from Ja. I mean,
doesn't it feel like they've wasted all of those types of games from Ja?
Yeah, because
year?
The opener when he had 44, didn't they lose that?
That was a loss.
That was a loss, yeah. I'm trying to think of, like, the big ones that he's had this season.
I might have to pull up his game log right now.
But, yeah, it sucks when you waste a big-time Ja game like that. But at the same time, like, and I know, they still should have won last night. I think everyone agrees, you know, when you get an opportunity like that to face a team without their best player, you got to win. But at the same time, we were missing key pieces. Like, missing Brandon Clark is a big deal for this team. Like, they, you know.
No doubt.
Because Jonas is going up against arguably one of the best centers in the NBA in Rudy Gobert. So you need to throw different looks at that guy besides just Jonas. I mean, even though Jonas did a really nice job last night, obviously, against Gobert, you just need to throw different looks at him. And so not having Brandon Clark was tough. Not having Grayson was tough. It just was. Like, the Grizzlies didn't hit a lot of threes last night.
The Grizzlies play better when, like, Grayson, as we mentioned before, back during the Grayson Allen, D'Anthony Melton debate, which has pretty much been settled. They're going to play both of them at this point. We talked about it. Grayson just fits really well in that starting lineup.
Yeah.
He helps that lineup a lot because he's such a good shooter from the corner.
Yeah. I mean,
space. Like, that. Losing him actually hurts, I think, more than people realize.
Yeah, Grizzlies hit five threes last night. They shot 27% from three, and Bogdanovich had five threes by himself.
They usually take, like, 30 threes or something like that a game, and they didn't attempt a lot of threes last night either.
Yeah.
So
that Jazz team, man, I think they really have a chance to win it. I do. I mean, just to –
I'm holding off on that. I hate to say it because I think everybody wants to see Mike do it, but, like, I just
dude, they are
I don't
such a well they it. Are such a well-oiled machine. Like, again, Eric was talking about it last night on the broadcast. You know exactly what they're going to do. Like, you know what their game plan is, and they still are able to pull it off. Like, they're just a well-oiled machine, man.
I think that the playoffs in the end are determined by star power, and I'm not saying that they don't have stars, and I'm not I'm not.
I get it.
I'm being very clear, not hating on Mike Conley at all, but he's not LeBron James or Steph Curry. And so, like, I just think that it's all about the stars. And when LeBron, if LeBron and Anthony Davis are healthy, I still think the Clippers have more star power and would win in a series. And I think the Lakers have more star power and would win in a series.
I think I agree with that.
It's hard for me to. I think there's a scenario where the Jazz get to the finals 100%. I'm not that crazy.
I think they will. I think they'll get to the finals.
If you're asking me, I'm not picking them. I'm definitely not picking them. Talking about Ja Morant and like his game. So I have the game log in front of me now. Just going through his 30-plus point performances. He had 36 last night. That was obviously in a loss. He had 35 in back-to-back games against Milwaukee and Washington. That was right before the All-Star break.
Mm-hmm.
They split those two games.
Right. Should have had Milwaukee. Yep.
Let's see. Then he didn't have a 30-point game for a while. Yeah, he had no. There's no other 30-point games besides the 44-point game that he had in the opener, which was a loss to San Antonio. So that makes one and three when Ja scores 30.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's a trend.
No.
I think it's more of a coincidental thing.
I do too.
It's just frustrating when they waste a game when he plays great like that.
Yeah, I mean, again, like I'm not saying they lost because they didn't have Grayson Allen, but you slide Desmond Bane in that spot, and he didn't hit three last night, 7 points, like not the best effort from him. And we've seen him have great games; he's a rookie. But I think that it really mattered the pieces the Grizzlies were missing last night. It's just overshadowed by the fact that the Jazz were missing one of the best players in the NBA.
Yeah. I agree. Did you get a chance to see Chris Harrington's story that he posted to the Daily Memphian today? If not, not a big deal. He posted in honor of baseball opening day. I thought it was a really good idea. His the next part of his Grizzlies 20 series, since it's, you know, their 20th year, he's been doing a lot of like historical type columns and things. Mm-hmm. He listed a bunch of like teams. He had the alternative bobblehead team. He had the all-time first and second team. He had the all-rookie team, an all-defense team, an all-bricklayer team. I thought it was a really interesting and fun article. But you've been following the Grizzlies for a while, so mm-hmm. I just want to ask you about the all-time first team and all-time second team. I think it's relatively easy to make this determination, but I'm going to read you those two. And we'll get your reaction. We can come back in after this and talk about it some more.
Okay.
First team, Mike Conley, Tony Allen, Shane Battier, Zach Randolph, Marc Gasol, with the sixth man of Pau Gasol. That's first team. So it's a little bit of a cheater in there, but that's the first team.
Okay.
Second team, point guard, Ja Morant, shooting guard, Mike Miller, small forward, James Posey, power forward, Rudy Gay, center, Jonas Valanciunas, sixth man, Jason Williams.
I don't have any problem with that. I think it's a good list. I mean, I think that there's guys on that second team that you might could say you could put in over Tony, but the fact that Tony was a part of like the
he has Tony as the captain of
that's
the first.
That's the thing is it's like, you know, what's the criteria? I mean, Tony won more here than any of those other guys did, so that's why I think it's totally cool to have him in the first team.
Yeah,
like accomplishments, right?
Right.
So I think he's the heart
and soul of the franchise.
Yeah, he's the heart and soul. I think it's a good list. I'm totally cool with it.
It's a good list, but definitely check that out.
Yeah, and we hope at some point Jaws a part of that first team, right?
Well, he's got Jaws the captain of the second team because, I mean, he's well on his way. But, I mean, that means Jaws got to be better than Mike Conley.
Read me the second team again.
Ja Morant, Mike Miller, James Posey, Rudy Gay, Jonas Valanciunas, Jason Williams.
Yeah, I can't argue with that. I'm trying to think of guys that were left off that I might put in, but
Powell.
Well, he was the sixth man of the first team, right?
Right, he was the sixth man of the first team, but I think he's tough to determine where he fits.
No, I like both. I think both are good. I can't think of anybody that I would remove from the second team and put someone else in. I think that
That was.
I mean, who would the argument be like to put in on that second list? I don't even know who.
Chris said basically it was pretty easy. Like with the cheating and going to six.
Battier's on the second list, right? Yeah. Battier's on there. Yeah,
he's on the first list.
Oh, Battier's on the first team.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm good with it. I like it.
So
I might switch Posey and Battier, but that's okay. I don't have a big gripe about it.
It's a cool story. He put a lot of time into it, and it's not just first and second team. Like I said, he's got 100 different, like, totally random.
I gotta go look at it during the break.
So definitely go check that out if you haven't. But we'll talk more Grizzlies and Jazz when we come back for four stories. This is Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parrish on 92.9 FM ESPN.
92.9 FM ESPN is an Odyssey station. Download the Odyssey app now and get the best sports station on the planet anytime, anywhere. And favorite 92.9 FM ESPN Memphis. Smart speakers say play 92.9 ESPN.
We are now Odyssey. So we're not any longer radio.com.
Correct.
Or internet.
Or Entercom.
We are Odyssey. Yep. Spelled like it sounds. A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Yep.
Odyssey.
92.9 FM ESPN. An Odyssey station.
Love getting prices that are lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh? Then shop at Kroger. We give you more ways to save on the fresh you love with tools like the Kroger app, where you can find personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, giving you prices that are lower than the everyday low. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Right now, you can save on a tender, juicy, bone-in Smithfield shank half ham. It's just 99 cents a pound with your card. Limit 2. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
It's time to play ball with BetMGM. Get $1 in free bets for every home run hit on opening day when you wager just $25 on any MLB game on opening day. Don't miss the chance to rack up free bets with every single homer on April 1st. Download the BetMGM app or go to BetMGM.com for the most exciting action of the new MLB season. You'll get access to the most innovative parlay selection features, live betting options, tons of player props, and daily boosted odds specials. Feel the thrills of opening day by scoring $1 in free bets for every homer hit when you wager $25 on any Major League Baseball game on April 1st. Even if your baseball wager strikes out, you'll still win every time someone knocks it out of the park on opening day, thanks to BetMGM. Step up to the batter's box and swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. Must be 21 years or older, and you must be present in Tennessee. Visit BetMGM.com for a full list of terms and conditions. For problem with gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line at 800-889-9789.
If you haven't seen Mitsubishi lately, then you haven't seen Mitsubishi. Introducing the stunningly innovative new 2022 Eclipse Cross. With a sleek exterior and smart interior, the Eclipse Cross has a bold and sporty look with the roominess and utility of an SUV. All powered by Mitsubishi's exclusive super all-wheel control system. Take one out for just $299 a month at Gossett Mitsubishi. It's high style without the high price. Don't run with the pack. Set your own course because you know where you're going. Now get there in the new 2022 Mitsubishi Eclipse Cross. Backed by an extensive 10-year powertrain limited warranty. Get style, get safety, and get performance for only $299 a month. Take one out today. Only at Gossett Mitsubishi. Mitsubishi. Drive your ambition.
Based on VIN number NZ005035, MSRP 27625. Sale price $25,125 after 1,000 rebate. 500 military rebate, 1,000 loyalty rebate, or $299 per month for 75 months at 2.64% with $4,500 down. Includes all rebates and incentives. Preparation fee $695. Excludes tax, title, and license. With approved credit, dealer stock only. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through end of month. Dealer stock only.
And paid for by OpenJar Concepts. Attention firefighters, members of the military, and airport workers. For decades, first responders and firefighters at military bases and airports used a chemical-based foam to fight fires. Studies have shown that chemicals used to make aqueous film-forming foam, or AFFF, are highly toxic to humans and have been associated with several types of cancer. If you or someone you know was exposed to AFFF and were diagnosed with any of these cancers, including kidney, bladder, prostate, pancreatic, lymphoma, leukemia, testicular, and neuroendocrine, then you should call us immediately because you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call us at 800-319-2417. Our experienced attorneys will fight to get you the compensation you deserve, and you pay nothing unless we get a recovery in your favor. Time is limited to file a claim, so call us now, 800-319-2417. Operators are standing by 24/7, so don't wait. 800-319-2417.
That's 800-319-2417. Again, 800-319-2417.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you that the Smile Center is where I go to the dentist. It's where my entire family goes to the dentist. And the reason it's great is because the folks at the Smile Center take care of you and treat you like family. You don't feel like you're going to the dentist as much as you feel like you're going to see friends. So if you're looking for a new dentist, look no further than the Smile Center. It's Dr. Mady Sadeghi's place at 1941 South Germantown Road. They are open and treating patients, and needless to say, they're taking all of the necessary health precautions to keep you and your family safe. Yes, the Smile Center is currently accepting new patients, and they're offering Zoom teeth whitening specials with free consultations. So if you're unhappy with your smile, the color of your teeth just isn't quite right, let the Smile Center fix that for you. Appointments are available right now. You can schedule one by calling 901-309-1333. Again, the address is 1941 South Germantown Road, Suite 101, and the phone number is 901-309-1333. That's the Smile Center on the web, smilecentermemphis.com.
Guys, we need to clear a path here.
Indeed knows unexpected employee turnover can stall your business.
John.
Like at Chris's logistics company, to avoid things grinding to a halt, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's be real. Mopping is a hassle. You have to fill the bucket, pushing a wet, heavy mop around, then cleaning the mop when you're done so it doesn't grow bacteria. A hassle on top of a hassle. Try Swiffer WetJet. With Swiffer WetJet, you start with a fresh pad and cleaning solution every time. And when you're done, you just toss the pad. Swiffer WetJet. The faster, easier, cleaner way to clean your floors.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. Today's special guest host is Drew Hill from the Daily Memphian.
Welcome back. Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parrish on 92.9 FM ESPN. As we mentioned, we've got some really interesting stories today, including the Jazz players that talked after the game. Let's do four stories at 4:44.
Four notable stories at 4:44. Gary tends to lose focus, start telling stories, and forget what he wanted to talk about at certain points every afternoon. So we've developed a device that ensures he'll touch on important things you need to know each day at this time. This is GP's four notable stories at 4:44. Story number one.
It was the first time they had the chance to talk about it since the incident happened, but the Jazz team plane, I believe, like, ran into a flock of birds on takeoff, and it blew out one of the engines in the plane, and they had to turn around and make, like, an emergency landing immediately after takeoff, and they finally got the chance to talk about it last night. Donovan Mitchell wasn't with the team. I guess you have seen that it was potentially because he was so rattled from the incident that he didn't travel.
Yeah, I think Jordan Clarkson talked, and he basically said, yeah, I understand why Donovan, you know, didn't want to travel today. It's basically out there that he didn't want to fly just because he was rattled by what happened. And then Mike Conley, after the game, talked about it, and it kind of gives a little more perspective as to what actually happened. We'll listen to what Conley had to say.
All of a sudden, it felt like there was an explosion. Like, literally, that's what it sounded like for most people on the plane, like something, like we hit something big, and the plane immediately started to bounce and then just started tilting to the left, and people in the back of the plane said they saw flames, and, you know, people in the front obviously didn't know what was going on, and, like, immediately, like, altitude started to drop a little bit, and we started, like looking down and, like, wondering what just happened, and, like, nobody knows. Everybody's just quiet. You know, we're just in shock. And it took, the pilots, probably 5 to 10 minutes, probably about 10 minutes to go through everything, go through their checks and kind of get back to us and let us know what was going on, because it was obvious that something was really wrong with the plane. It felt like the plane was like breaking apart in midair. So for us, for 5, 10 minutes, it felt like just complete helplessness. So,
I mean,
I can't imagine a more terrifying
scene. Right. Like, we could joke about it, but, dude, that, frankly, I don't blame Donovan Mitchell. Like, for
not at all.
Now, he's going to have to travel. Like, that's just part of the gig. But, yeah, dude, I'd be pretty rattled myself. Like, if you're freaking don't know what's going on, and it, like Mike said, quote, it feels like the plane is breaking apart in midair, that would freak me out. And then some of the guys saw flames. And the scariest part is the fact that they didn't hear from the pilot until, you know, like 5 to 10 minutes after, you know, it started happening.
One of the players said, like, that they were texting their families, like, just in case.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Because can you imagine, like, if that's happening and, like, you don't hear from the pilot, which I get it. Like, they're trying to figure out, like, well, okay, we got to land this thing right now. I mean, what's going through your head for those 5 minutes?
I mean, it's so terrifying. Yeah. Just even, like, I don't even like thinking about it. I know we sort of talked about it yesterday, but I fly often, so flying doesn't scare me as, like, something that I do. Mm-hmm. But it is, it does make me uncomfortable when I'm in, like, a turbulent type of situation. And I think, like, my thoughts can get pretty dark, mm-hmm. you know? I think in those moments. And so I cannot even imagine what that was like for the Utah players.
No kidding.
Ooh. I mean, I don't know if I would be able to get on a plane the next day and do it.
Right.
I would probably need some time. So I don't blame Donovan Mitchell at all. Obviously, that's a very scary situation.
Yep.
Story number two.
It's opening day today.
Yes, it is.
For baseball.
Yeah, see, what do you have on over there?
This was Jeffrey's doing. See, I am a Cubs fan, a very sad Cubs fan. But the Cardinals, who I think are – the Cardinals are Memphis's team, right? I mean, they got the Redbirds
here. Yeah, I mean,
here.
We got the Redbirds here.
I'd say
I
most
so.
Likely there's more Cardinals
fans. Our sister station, ESPN 790, carries all the Cardinals games. So if you're a Cardinals fan, want to listen to the radio broadcast, 790 a.m. this season.
Cardinals are up 11-4 on the Cincinnati Reds, so they're off to a great start to their season. Twins are beating the Brewers 5-2. The Braves, we got a few Braves fans in the area for sure. They're tied with the Phillies in the top of the eighth. And then my Cubs are down 5-2 to the Pirates in the bottom of the eighth to the horrible Pittsburgh Pirates. This year is going to stink.
It's a long
for
season,
me
man.
In baseball, though. I just. The Cubs have spent some time selling in the offseason. We've already also had some postponements. Your team, Baltimore Orioles, got postponed.
They were opening in Boston today.
That was weather.
Yeah, it got rained out, so they're going to play tomorrow afternoon. I think they're going to do a doubleheader tomorrow afternoon against Boston.
And Mets and Nationals, of course, it wouldn't be the Gary Parrish Show without a shout-out to the Mets on the first day of baseball
I
season.
I saw he was
their
fired.
Game's canceled for COVID.
Yeah, their game got canceled due to COVID. I saw he was fired up last night because they reached the deal with Francisco Lindor, 10 years, $340 million. That's not bad. But that was kind of like the piece that was up in the air for them, and now they've got World Series aspirations with that signing. So
And their owner's bringing back the black jerseys that everybody wanted.
Yep.
So
yep.
Good news for the Mets on all fronts.
I mean, I'm looking at the ESPN power rankings right now. Like, I don't think the top five is very surprising. Like, at number five, they've got the Mets. Four, the Atlanta Braves. Three, San Diego Padres, who had a really good run last year. And then, of course, 2-1 is the Yankees and the Dodgers. I think it's, again, setting up for Yankees-Dodgers World Series. Now, the Yankees lost today, but I do think that that's probably where we're on a crash course
for. It's pretty interesting. Like, I feel like – so I saw a tweet from Woj earlier today that talked about, like, if it's a concern that all these buyout players, like, are just immediately going to the Lakers and to the Nets. Because they're trying to win a championship. In baseball, you can buy whoever you want, at this point. And the Dodgers and the Yankees do it often.
Better than anyone.
Better than anyone. And so that is part of the criticism for baseball. And I think part of the reason why baseball, you don't hear that narrative as much is because it's a little bit more unpredictable when it comes to the playoffs. I mean, you say a little bit, like the Yankees won so many in the 90s. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
The Yankees dominate. dominated for a few eras, but for the most part, like last year, you had the Rays, the Tampa Bay Rays, yep, in the World Series. So it's interesting that you sort of have the same thing going on. I guess it's a little different since not everyone is getting paid in the NBA. Those
right.
are just players that are willing to sign for less money to have a chance to win the championship. But it is like top heavy the same sort of way. And the NBA sort of, what part of the narrative that you hear is that there's not enough parity. Like there's the super teams and mm-hmm. nobody else really has a chance to win it.
The Nets thing is interesting. I think they're going to get to the finals just because the talent is too overwhelming. But, I mean, dude, they're going to go most of this season without all playing together. Like, that. I mean,
yeah.
You know, Harden was out last night.
They have five multi-time All-Stars on their team.
Yeah, I mean, come on. That's just...
I'm trying to think of who they all are on the top of my head. LaMarcus Aldridge, Blake Griffin.
Kyrie,
KD,
and Harden. Yep.
Yeah, I mean that's just ridiculous, man. It's
Or do you think
I think it's a bit of a problem. Like I do think that it should be addressed if you're the NBA. Like I saw Woj said that they were thinking about potentially addressing it. It's kind of lame. It's lame for everybody else that the second a buyout happens, you can just automatically assume that whoever the best team is going to get more loaded, and the only reason. And money has absolutely nothing to do with it, right?
Right.
So, to me, that's...
Like LaMarcus Aldridge, come on.
Right.
You know, he's ring chasing.
Exactly. So is Blake Griffin.
Yeah. Now, you can argue with Blake. You want
And Andre Drummond.
You can argue with Blake.